The solution that we are providing is something that you can touch. We convert waste from sawdust and water hyacinth that grows on water. We convert that to clean energy and we produce a special stove that goes with this. And I found out that in Africa we have huge waste dump site of sawdust being burnt and produce other pollutions to the environment. So we accelerated our technology and we convert this to clean energy. And when you use this to cook, it is safe, it is clean, and a lot of people through that are now developing a network through it where they earn income.
How did it all start?
We discovered that we can help a lot of women to reduce the amount of money they spend to generate household energy in terms of providing lighting for their house and starting up small business. They need electricity. So we created solar solution for them. And in 2010, we got an international award for actually electrifying a whole community. And from there, the project went to another level and they started asking, how else can they stop using kerosene permanently? Because they use kerosene to cook and also for lighting. So from there, providing alternative for women that are using firewood, charcoal and kerosene to cook. That's why we discovered that we can also get a solution for them to replace that with our biofuel gel.
In what West African countries are you present?
We are serving about 200,000 households now across the areas we work. We work 90% in Nigeria, and because we are using a social marketing model where we engage women, the people that really understand how indoor air pollution kill over 100,000 women every year in Nigeria. These people get passionate about it because they have family, friends in other countries. They have extended the network to Ghana, they've extended to Cameroon, to Togo, but predominantly we are operating in Lagos.
And is it highly profitable to be doing this business?
So because it's a social organization, so we don't put profit first. So we put the social benefit, the economic benefit, the environmental benefit first. But we are able to cover our costs and we are able to sustain the operation.
And how do you see the way forward?
I see our government to tap into this opportunity to also use technology to solve some of the problems we have, like we have done. We have a lot of dump sites all around us. So we can join private sector to actually move this forward, because that is the future to actually solve our energy crisis. And of course, when you solve energy crisis, you are immediately taking out poverty out of Africa.